Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics. Today we're going to be talking about the following hot topic. You're saved by grace, but you're judged by works? What? Yeah. You're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But you will be judged by your works. And we've got scripture that can back that up. Hop over to Revelation chapter 20. Judgment Day, verses 11 through 15. The Apostle John, in the power of the Holy Spirit, writes in verse 11, "Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life." And here it is. "And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds." You're saved by grace alone, but you will be judged by your works. What in the world does that mean? Well, in this context, it's real simple. A person whose name is written in the book of life is a person who's been saved by grace. And at that public judgment, a person will be brought before the throne. And in the book of life, our Lord will see the name of that person. Also, you will have listed there, below the name of that person, all the sins that person has committed in his or her life. All the sins whereby it would be absolutely impossible for that person to have been able to pay for his or her sins through their own good efforts. Possible. But in that book of life, over top of every sin, there's a stamp in red, where it reads, "Paid in full, paid in full, paid in full, by the precious blood of Christ." You see, in the book of life, the names of sinners are going to be there. But the one who paid for their sins will have stamp paid in full. Right? So again, a person is saved by grace, by the works of Christ. He perfectly fulfilled the law, and then he went to the cross, and he was punished for our sins. He perfectly satisfied the wrath of God towards us. Christ died, but 3 days later he rose in victory, paying for our sins in full in terms of that day of judgment. Books are open. Book of life. Andrew Vuksic. Ho, sinner. Every sin listed. Every sinful thought, every sinful word, every sinful action. Oh. But every sin fully paid for by Christ. But there will also be something written in that book next to my name and next to all those sins that were paid for. All the works I did since I had been saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Those works will not be works where I'm going to be judged to be saved, but rather those works will be evidence that I have truly been saved. You see, the external works will give evidence of the inward reality of a born-again person, right? For instance, what I do as a pastor, I read the Word, I study the Word, I teach the Word, preach the Word. What I do, these works, are not meant for me to try to earn my salvation. I can't. And I don't have to. Christ has already saved me by His grace. The evidence that I'm a new creation in Christ, the evidence that I've been regenerated, born again, the evidence that I have a new heart, a new mind, a new will, look what I do. The old Andrew, before I was regenerated, I didn't have a Bible. I certainly never read the Bible nor taught the Bible. Why? Well, the external works or lack thereof simply bore evidence of who I really was on the inside. I was a pagan. I had no interest in the Word of God. I had no interest in worshiping God. I was dead to God. The evidence of that was the of that which was the inward reality were the external works. How I lived, how I spoke, how I thought. I was a pagan. But on Judgment Day, we will be judged by our works, not to try to earn our salvation, but that to give evidence of whether or not a true person has truly been saved. So in the book of life, we read in verse 12, the book is opened and the dead will be judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. Andrew Vuksic in the book of life. My sins have all been paid for completely by Christ and Christ alone. The evidence that Andrew is a new creation in Christ. Look at the works he did since he had been saved by grace. It's the public evidence of the inward reality. I've been saved by grace. I'll be judged by works. Everybody will be judged by works. We read in verse 13, then the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. And the books were open for them. It's not the book of life. And they too were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. How do you think that's going to go for them? Books will be open, and John Doe's name is going to be written there, just like my name was written in the book of life. And all of John Doe's sins will be listed, just like my sins were listed in the book of life. But what will be the difference? Where over every one of my sins is stamped paid in full. When it comes to John Doe's sins, not paid for. Because John Doe decided, he didn't want to deny himself, pick up his cross and follow Christ. He did not want to say no to this world and yes to the Lord Jesus the Savior. He chose to enjoy the world and all of its lustful pleasures. Well, John Doe's name is written here in this book. All of his sins. But they're unpaid for. And then, all of his works, where he gave evidence of how much he hated God was hostile towards God and wanted nothing else to do with God. And what do you think the judge is going to say to John Doe? You haven't been saved by grace. And your works clearly give evidence to that. The result? Verses 14 and 15, then death and Hades will be thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. If anyone's name was not written in the book of life, he's thrown into the lake of fire. And he has no excuse, because the evidence for that judgment is written in the book. His sins have not been paid for, and his works show that he was never regenerated. As opposed to a born-again believer whose name is written in the book of life. Sins have been paid for in full, and works give evidence that he or she, by grace, became a new creation in Christ. Do you see it? And so, let me put this together. Back again, verse 11. John said, "Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds." Right? They've been saved by grace. Their sins have been paid for in full. And the evidence that they've been saved? Look at their works. In like manner, verse 13, the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. And they were judged also, every one of them, according to their deeds. Their sins have not been paid for, and their works show that they never were regenerated. The result, death and Hades are thrown into the lake of fire, and anyone whose name is not found written in the book of life will also be thrown into the lake of fire. Do you understand what theologians mean when they say you're saved by grace, but you will be judged by works? Not works to try to earn your salvation, but rather works that give evidence that you've already been saved, right? Hop over to Matthew 16. Jesus talks about this same thing. Matthew 16. Verses 24 through 27. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." That's our Lord's call to salvation and to continue sanctification. He must deny himself. He must take up his cross. When the disciples back then heard that C word, cross, they understood it to mean the D word, death. He must deny himself. He must take up his cross, and he must follow me and keep following me. Because whoever wishes to save his life, who wants to hold on to the worldly stuff, no eternal life. Because you can't serve two masters. You can't sing songs to Jesus on Sunday and then throughout the rest of the week, or I should say the beginning of the week, all the way through to the next Sunday, play around in the world. Because Jesus says, whoever wishes to save his life in this world, no eternal life. But whoever wishes to lose his life in this world, for Jesus' sake, he says, eternal life. Then Jesus says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? What? When the books are open, what's he going to do? Nothing. And then Jesus says in verse 27, for the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels and will then repay every man according to his deeds. Judgment Day. The books are open. And the judge looks at the evidence. He's not going to make some sort of, rash decision. He's not going to show up in some sort of, bad mood today on that day and all of a sudden render unfair judgments. Absolutely not. He's going to open the books. Book of Life. And the one that's not the Book of Life. Oh, yeah. Both books. Filled with every name and every sin every person has ever committed. And every work, all the works that every person has done. Evidence. And the judge then is going to render his judgment. And it's always just and holy and righteous. And perfect. You're in the Book of Life. Your sins have been paid for in full. And the evidence? Your works, which show who you really are on the inside. A new creation in Christ. Eternal life. You've been saved by grace, but judged by works, which give evidence of who you really are. Just like the person who's not in the Book of Life, in the other book. Sins? Yeah. Not paid for. And works? No, simply give the evidence of who that person really is on the inside. An unregenerated pagan. Hell. Do you see it? So you are saved by grace, not by your works. But you will be judged by works, which give evidence, public evidence, of who a person really is on the inside, right? Now, as born-again believers, the works of Christ, which have been credited to our account, Christ's perfect righteousness in fulfilling all the law, that perfect righteousness has been credited to our account. Christ's works of righteousness and perfectly paying for our sins in full in terms of that day of judgment, perfectly satisfying, appeasing God's wrath towards us and our sins, those works, credit to our account. The perfect righteousness of Christ credited to our account so that God can declare there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because when God looks at us, Christian, he sees the perfect works of Christ credited to us. And the evidence that we are in Christ will then be the works we do as followers of Christ. Are we going to be perfect in those works? Absolutely not. Are we going to make mistakes? Absolutely. We don't want to, but we will. We still have a sin nature. But there has to be a change, right? Between the new you versus the old you. The old you wanted nothing to do with God. And the external works showed that. They simply showed who you really were on the inside. The new you? You have a new heart for God, a new desire for God. You want to honor and worship and submit to God. The external works that you do in the name of the Lord simply bear witness to who you really are on the inside, right? And so, as Christians, we've been saved by grace, not by our works. The perfect works of Christ have been credited to our account. Praise God for that. But we too will need to bear evidence by our external works that we've really been made to be new creations in Christ on the inside. But also as Christians, we will be judged by works, not to earn salvation, but rather as born again believers, the works we've done since we've been saved. Have we done them in the power of the Spirit? Have we done them for the glory of our triune God? Because Scripture talks about how there are going to be eternal rewards in heaven. Not to earn your way into heaven, but rather, once you've been saved, as believers, Scripture talks about how we will be rewarded in heaven based upon the works we've done as born-again believers. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The Apostle Paul, starting in verse 9, says, "Therefore, we also have as our ambition," talking to believers, "whether we are at home, still in this earthly body, or absent in home with the Lord, we have as our ambition to be pleasing to Him." Well, of course, He's our Lord, our Savior. "And we as Christians must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for the deeds in the body once he was saved, according to what he's done, whether good or bad," or worthless, actually, in the Greek. So as believers, again, we've been saved by grace. And first and foremost, the perfect works of Christ have been credited to our account. But also, as born-again believers, God foreordained the works we should walk in. And as we, in the power of the Spirit for the glory of God, walk in those works, guess what? We'll give an account on that day. Not to, for salvation, we're already saved, but rather for potentially eternal rewards. We all will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one, each believer, may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he's done, whether good or bad. So we have a lot to look forward to, right? But again, we have to understand, everybody's going to be judged on their works. Their works, which will give clear evidence of who they really are on the inside, right? Again, you go to Matthew chapter 7. Jesus gives a very sobering warning here. You know, to those people who throughout their lifetime were just giving lip service to Jesus. "Lord, Lord." Verses 21 through 23. Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day," which day? Judgment day. "Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? In your name, did we not cast out demons? In your name, did we not perform many miracles?" And then Jesus says, "I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Do you see it? The works, lawlessness, which they continue to do and practice on a constant habitual basis, will be the external evidence of who they really are on the inside, regardless of how they gave Jesus lip service. "Lord, Lord, look what all this we did." Jesus will say to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me to fiery hell, you who practice lawlessness." Because those who practice lawlessness give evidence externally of who they really are internally. They're not saved. Do you see it? Again, stay right here in Matthew 7. Jesus said in verse 20, "You will know them by their fruits." Again, those fruits, those things we do, don't earn our salvation, but rather they give evidence that we've already been saved, right? If there's no fruit for Christ, that means that person has never truly been saved by Christ, right? The fruit gives evidence of the root. Now, I know that rhymed. I think it did. Do you see it? So listen carefully as I conclude. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But we will be judged by works. Those works will be the evidence the judge looks at, which show whether or not a person truly denied himself, truly picked up his cross, and truly became a follower of Christ. Because Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord. It's talking about people in the church. Lord, Lord, look what we did in your name. But Jesus will say to them, lip service means nothing because you were practicing lawlessness. Here's the evidence externally, lawlessness, which shows who you really are internally, not a follower of Christ. And that's why Jesus will say to them, depart from me. I never knew you. Hopefully you understand a little bit of the doctrine of soteriology, the doctrine of salvation. You're saved by grace, but you'll be judged by works. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.